John Perlman on 702. 3 to 6 p.m.
So 10 to 5, it's that time when we spend some time with Randall Abrams, and we do it because we call it Randall's One Song. Randall picks a piece of music. Sometimes it's something that is in the news. Sometimes the artist is very well known but doing something different, and sometimes we get to learn about a whole lot of music that, speaking for myself at least, is stuff that I just wasn't familiar with before. But boy, am I glad that I've heard it for the first time. Randall, a very good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Hi, John. How are you?
Yes, doing fine, thanks. And I hope you are too. So today we're going to look at some music by Tyler. Water is what got her a Grammy. But you've got something else in mind. Tell us a little bit about, before you introduce this song, your thoughts about Tyler and, you know, her development in a relatively short career, it's true, as an artist.
So, John, the reason that I chose the song this week is twofold. I mean, firstly, she performed live on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and it was a really, you know, really wonderful, consummate performance for such a young artist. She's been signed to Sony since 2019. She's had two other records out, but internationally, the Epic label have really gotten behind her, and obviously, she's been able to get some fantastic remixes done of the tracks. The album is in the top 25 in the US and in the top 20 in the UK. But really the story about this week's song is that I, like any other fanboy, went to go and meet her 2 weeks ago. She was in the country for a very short space of time. She did a signing session with Spotify and Sony, and I decided I would go along. Obviously, I've got contacts in the industry. And she is such a wonderful, charming, and dare I say it, down to earth person, you know. And I just thought, you know, I've never played a song where I spoke about, you know, having met the person directly. So I thought in this case, it was a good enough reason to choose the song.
So let's hear the song first. This is Art by Tyler, and many of you will know it. Many of you who may not have heard it, I think, are going to really, really like it. And then let's come back to Randall. I'm keen to hear more about the conversation with Tyler, the Grammy Award-winning artist. Here we go.
Ain't this what you came to see? Let me be your muse. I'll inspire you in ways you won't believe. 50 shades and hues, tailor-made for you. Draw me in, look at what you started. Go with your hands, can you paint my body? Go ahead and brush up on me. Baby, when you want it, sign it, dot it. I'll be your piece. I'll be your piece. I'll be your piece. Your A, your T. Study my face. Shut the gallery. Can you handle me? Handle me carefully. I'll be yours to keep. I'm your centerpiece. Make the canvas speak. When you draw me in, look at what you started. Go with your hands, can you paint my body? Go ahead and brush up on me. Baby, when you want it, sign it, dot it. I'll be your piece. I'll be your piece. I'll be your piece. Your A, your T. Study my face, frame. Put me on the wall above the staircase. If you show me off,
sounds of Tyler there. Randall, I introduced it as Art, but I should have introduced it as ART, perhaps?
Well, either one, John.
Okay.
Either one.
All right. So to your conversation, I mean, did you get a sense of her thinking about next moves and next moves? Or did you get a sense of her as somebody who's in a moment and a very successful and exciting one at that, and wanting to do more of what she's doing now? I mean, I would have thought that's something that artists often have to think about and weigh up. I mean, you don't want to go too far ahead, but you don't want to necessarily find yourself, hey, I've been here for a while longer than perhaps I should have been.
So certainly, Joan, I think she's enjoying the moment. You know, the record's just come out. It's just charted. And I think that she should be allowed to, you know, appreciate the fact that that our art is doing so well, and that this, you know, the decisions she's made around the record are doing so well. I'm sure that the listeners would have seen some of the photos of her in the UK. You know, it's almost as though people are for the first time being able to engage with her. That's just such a wonderful moment for an artist, you know, when you're actually able to you know, be in the arms of your audience, as it were, you know, especially live as opposed to from a digital point of view. The other thing is, I've heard rumors about some of the things that she might want to do, but I think that, you know, I think that the one thing I will say in my own mind is that there are so many possibilities that are open to her. The one thing definitely that I keep thinking about is that I think she would be absolutely massive in the Far East, in countries like Japan and Korea, and you know, with artists like Blackpink and those sorts of things. You know, I can hear her music quite easily now, having made a success in the UK and the US, certainly being able to translate into the Asian market. And I think it must be just so wonderful to be that young and have so many possibilities and opportunities ahead of you. But as I say, firstly, she was extremely charming.
Yeah.
Secondly, she stayed beyond the point at which she was supposed to leave from the signing session. Unfortunately, it was quite clear that, you know, so many people had arrived that she would not be able to fulfill, you know, everybody's wishes and sign everything. But she actually stayed beyond the time, way beyond the time that she was expected to. I think that that is such an important component of being a successful artist, is just being someone who realizes that, in really simple terms, without the fans, you're nothing.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful song by all accounts, an artist with a real sense of connection to all the people around her and people who are making her music and the success that it is. Tyler, the song ART, and Randall Abrams picking it as Randall's one song this week. He'll be back with us at the same time next Friday. It's 2 minutes to 5.